Welcome back, Raw Thoughts listeners, to another episode with me, Mackenzie Tiggs, where we deep dive into raw conversations with people in our community. Today, I have Ashley Jansen, and I'm going to let her really teach you about what she does, her history through kind of how she's gotten here today and what has evolved that. So thank you for coming on.
Yay, I'm so excited. Thank you for having me.
Yes, absolutely. So tell us a little bit about what you do now and kind of how you got into that position.
Sure. So I am a functional immune system coach. I have a long kind of story on why I do what I do. It started 13 years ago. So I was extremely ill. I have 3 autoimmune conditions, the worst being ulcerative colitis and IBS. I also struggled with psoriasis, eczema, and food sensitivities. And I was looking for healing, basically, is kind of my journey, if you will. And along that way, I was very conventional at the time. I didn't know any better. I just did what I was told. I was seeking answers, and it looked something like neurologist and GI specialist and these sorts of doctors, right? And the common thing was they wanted to medicate me. And my heart just wasn't feeling right about that. And so I knew that there had to be a deeper reason to the reason why I was so sick, so ill. And it wasn't until a friend of mine, we kind of were on this health journey together, and she was dealing with Hashimoto's. I had my plethora of illnesses. I also struggled with chronic migraines. I was a collegiate athlete, so I played basketball in college. And it wasn't until I started passing out on the basketball court that I was like, whoa, hold on a second. Like, something's severely wrong.
Yeah.
And her and I eventually found a naturopathic doctor. She came to us, and we thought that was kind of unique. And she gave us some answers. It started with food sensitivities. And I was able to, you know, cut things out. And my sophomore year of college, I was down to eating only 5 foods that my body could tolerate.
Wow.
And so that's when I really dove deeper into what could actually fix me or heal me. And today I call it root cause. What was the root of the reason why I was so ill? And I dove into that space of holistic healing. And that is what I get to do today. And that is how I love and support others, is being able to really help aid the natural innate immune system that we were all given to be able to heal ourselves naturally and at the root cause.
Wow. And what did you find, like, your actual root cause to be? Like, how did you heal yourself? I mean, you are on this journey, but how did you put that time and effort into, like, I'm going to heal myself? What was that journey like?
Yeah, so it started with that naturopathic doctor. She ran a slew of tests, blood work and stool samples and a bunch of different things. I was actually diagnosed with Crohn's 13 years ago, and developed all these other symptoms along the way. Clearly, my gut was a mess. I, like I said, was down to eating 5 foods a day. I had the psoriasis and the eczema, and now I know that that's all stemmed from my gut-related issues. So it stemmed from that naturopath doctor, and then I kind of just went down the road of holistic healing. I dove into just different studies and research, found different chiropractors that I could go to, acupuncturists, different things in the holistic world. And it wasn't really until my son was vaccine injured that my life completely changed. I had to be open to other ways of healing, because if it wasn't for me figuring out how to heal my son, it wouldn't have happened. And I really feel that way, just because of how his pediatrician unfortunately treated us. But my son was vaccine injured 8 years ago. And when that happened, I turned into a crazy person. I had to be an advocate for my son. He spiked 107-degree fever. We rushed him to the emergency room. He digressed very quickly. We had to get him, you know, long story short, we had to get him back into physical therapy and things to learn how to walk, talk, and crawl. And he was very slow at that point. And so then about a year and a half go by and his gut completely failed. It wasn't that he was constipated or he didn't know how to go to the bathroom. There was no gut-brain connection. And so his body physically could not go to the bathroom. And so I dove into research. I read so many articles and studies, so many books and podcasts and TED Talks and all of these things that I could get my hands on, because this natural way of healing was very foreign to me. Mm-hmm. And this really just catapulted me into a space that I wasn't used to. It wasn't regular for me to go into that holistic space. So it opened my eyes to a new world. And in that time, I was introduced to a few different things. One, essential oils, just herbal and botanical blends. Tinctures, things of this nature. And the thing that changed my life and something that I'm very passionate about today is a molecule, actually. And unique in the sense that it's not a vitamin, mineral, herb, hormone, essential oil, which can all be so amazing. And I utilize these things every day in with myself and my family. But a molecule, it's called transfer factor. And transfer factor is extremely unique. And that is really what catapulted me into root cause healing. And I can go more into that if you want me to. But
definitely tell us about it.
So it's an immune molecule. It's something that we're all born with. It's a part of our DNA. And we're all become deficient in it because of the environments that we live in. So 5G, Wi-Fi, you know, GMO foods, treated water, just all this stuff, right? All this crap that's in our environment that depletes our immune system and essentially depletes our body of transfer factor as well. And so what really is fascinating is that when we can put it back into our body, there's no discovery period. And what I mean by that is that, so say you take vitamin C, or we take vitamin C, it's water soluble. So what you take, your body's going to absorb and then you're going to eliminate the rest. Transfer factor is different in the sense that you take it, your body knows exactly what to do with it. There's no discovery period in absorbing and then eliminating. It utilizes every last bit of it. And it works in our blood, in our white blood cells to be exact. And so it actually passes over the blood-brain barrier. And the job of a transfer factor is to identify threats. So any pathogens that don't belong in the body, the job of a transfer factor is to recognize that pathogen, respond to it by taking it out, and then putting a memory marker for when your body comes into contact with that same pathogen again. And so it's extremely unique, right?
Yes.
And it actually it's clinically proven to activate and enhance your immune system within 2 hours.
Oh, my goodness.
So extremely quick, extremely effective, and very, it's not heard of.
I have never heard of this. And I'm like, why isn't everybody on it? Like, I'm like Oprah right now. You get it. Like, come on now. You know, like, this sounds amazing. What is something like maybe why it hasn't been heard of or what people are scared of about this?
Yes. I love that. Love that question. Big pharma is the bottom line, I guess. And we're not FDA regulated or approved because it is not a drug, right? It is something natural, very natural. Actually, I will go to even as saying that transfer factor comes from colostrum. So that first 72 hours of life, mothers produce colostrum before we produce breast milk, that sticky substance. And transfer factor is actually found inside of that, inside of colostrum. And we as mothers, that's how we pass our immune knowledge to our babies, hence the word transfer factors. We actually can transfer our factors through mother to baby through through colostrum, and that's where they coined the term transfer factors. And it is extremely safe. Even a day-old baby can take it. It's that safe, and it is effective on everybody. 100% of people, 100% of the time. Now, the one caveat, I guess, to that is that if you have had a live organ transplant within the last 5 years, you are not a candidate to taking transfer factor. We will not study on that. We just know that the body, the immune system, can potentially see it as a threat and maybe want to take it out. Would that happen? We don't know. Again, we're not going to study on that. But everybody else is, it's very beneficial and actually empowers the immune system. So very different than boosting the immune system, which we're hearing a lot of that nowadays, especially since COVID. These last 3 years, everyone wants to boost their immune system. And unfortunately, some of us, those of us especially with autoimmune conditions, should not be boosting an already overactive immune system. And so that's where transfer factor comes in, where we can actually raise our immune system's intelligence. And I'm extremely passionate about it because I think that everyone needs it, right? Yeah. But there's so many people suffering from illness. And if I can be that light, if I can be that hope broker and just providing the information to people, then I know that I'm doing good because I had no idea about this and it completely changed my health.
Yeah. I give you such big props of wanting to come on and say like, hey, I've gone through this. I have, you know, healed. This is my healing process and I want to help you, you know, because there wasn't somebody for you that gave you all of the answers. I mean, you were doing all the research, you were doing all of the things to get knowledgeable about this issue. And from what I can see is that now you are helping people with kind of closing that gap in of like, hey, I've actually done all of this. Like, here's what I've learned. Here how I can help you in your journey and get there faster.
Right.
And that's incredible. Like, I give you huge props to be like, hey, been through it. Let me tell you everything, you know?
Right. Absolutely. Yeah, I've spent thousands of dollars. And that's kind of, that's again another reason why I do what I do, because I have forked so much money into healing myself and in some points even just wanting information, paying people in the functional world too, just to gather information so I can decide what is best for me. Thousands and thousands of dollars. And one of the things that I do now for the community is that my services are free. And that is, I know that really I butt heads with a lot of people because they don't agree with my services being free. It's my time. I understand time is money. But that's my way to give back to the community. It was not available when I was going through my journey, and it was absolute hell trying to gather the information, trying to become knowledgeable for somebody that was just a mom, somebody who was just a kid, somebody who was just a college athlete. And I was so sick. I was in bed multiple hours a day. I was fatigued. I was throwing up or on the toilet or sometimes both because my body physically could not keep up. And I was physically dying. I couldn't have food. I couldn't enjoy food. I was always suffering from chronic migraines, restless legs. I was trying to hide behind these illnesses because people just didn't understand. And you looked at me and you couldn't tell that I had an illness because I was really good at covering up even my eczema and my psoriasis. I wouldn't even show this much of my body when this isn't even much, but I had it from all over my scalp and my face and my arms and my neck. And it wasn't pretty, right? Mm-hmm. And so I was always trying to cover up or hide behind my illness. And today I do the exact opposite. I am very open about where I come from. And the knowledge that I've learned along the way, I mean, I've had to and I've got to gotten to get certifications along the way and different credentials, because in order to gather that information, I had to pay somebody to get that information. And I know that's not the case all the time. People, you can read studies and books. I mean, there's so many different things out there nowadays, which I'm so thankful for. And I'm always learning and becoming educated. Right now, I'm actually in school again at my own pace. I do have a family. Right. And I'm getting my PhD and doctorate in natural medicine. And again, the reason being just because I'm yearning for more information to be able to pass that on to people who are hurting, for people that have given up on themselves, for people that don't know that our immune systems are so powerful if just given the right tools. And they don't know what those tools are. Yeah. And that's where I can come in, and I can just be that light. Here's this, you know, there's three parts of the immune system. And I love educating people on those three parts because it makes sense. The science makes sense. It makes sense. And then they get to choose if it's the right thing for them or not. And if it is, they feel better.
Yeah.
And if it's not, they'll eventually come around because it just is what it makes sense.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I love that you are continuing your education in this to be able to help provide, you know, the knowledge and the power that you have to be able to say, hey, I have gone through this. I want to also help you. And here's my education. Like, that's phenomenal. The people that you have been working with currently, like, what is their responses to you giving them this information?
Yeah. So I coach people, right? So Transfer Factor is what I lead with. I'm extremely biased on it, right? I think everyone needs it. My kids are on it. My husband's on it. I think everyone in my family's on it, even long family. But what was your question? Oh my goodness. I just drew a blank. What do I do?
Like the people that you have been working with,
yes,
and you're
the
giving
response.
Them this. Yes.
Okay. So everyone's different, right? And that's such a cliche thing to say, but everybody is different. And so how you're going to respond is going to be different than how I'm going to respond. But it's working regardless. And I educate on three parts of the immune system. So one is empowering and educating the immune system, and that's Transfer Factor. The second part is modulating the immune system. And that means to balance. Okay. Modulation is extremely important when it comes to healing, especially those of us with autoimmune conditions. Those of us with autoimmune conditions have overactive immune systems. Our immune systems are fighting itself. Some part, organ, body system. Mine was attacking my gut. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's why I had all these symptoms.
Right.
To go along with it. And so with modulation, I like to think of it like my immune system is high. It's on overdrive and I need to bring it back. I need to actually suppress those natural killer cells or those T helper cells to balance. And when it becomes balanced, then my immune system will be educated enough to know not to my gut is my friend. Mm-hmm. It's not foe. It's a friend. Just leave it alone, right? Mm-hmm. And so that's the difference between an educated immune system and a non-educated immune system, is that those immune cells are going to become educated to know that your thyroid, if you have Hashimoto's, or your gut, if you have ulcerative colitis or Crohn's, or your joints, if you have rheumatoid arthritis or whatnot, those things do not get to be attacked. Those are a part of our body and are supposed to be doing good for our body. And so modulation is huge, is key, is the missing puzzle piece in most people's healing journey. And then likewise with immunocompromised people that are sick more than 2 to 3 times a year, or those with struggling or battling cancer, for example, they're on the opposite end of the spectrum. Their immune systems are plummeted, non-existent, if you will.
Yeah.
And we can actually induce those natural killer cells to balance. We can actually educate those immune cells to start working for them and to stop not working.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
And so modulation, it's huge. It's key. And then really quickly, the third part is the gut. And most people all know it's a very hot topic right now. Gut healing, yeah. Or supporting your gut. that gut healing is extremely important. And that is because 75% of our immune cells reside in our gut. Our gut produces 95% of our serotonin in our body. And serotonin regulates so much.
Yeah.
Your mood, your social behavior, your sexual desire, your digestion, your sleep. Serotonin is regulated by the gut. And so if any of those seem like a symptom that people have, I already know that they have gut-related issues. And the one thing is that I will very rarely take on somebody who just wants transfer factor, or someone who just wants to heal the gut. Now, I will, right?
Yeah.
Of course, because you know your body best. But I can tell you when my clients do all three steps and we educate the immune system, modulate the immune system, and heal the gut, that's where magic happens.
Yeah.
That's where the immune system all works synergistically together. There's a gut-brain connection for a reason. And when somebody's trying to focus on one and not the other, unfortunately, it's wrong.
Yeah.
And when they're trying to, you know, focus on the gut or the immune system, it has to be... it works together. And so my clients see great success. I started, I'll share just a little bit more about my testimony. Being on this regimen, I was introduced to it by a friend. She was battling Hashimoto's, and we were on this healing journey together. She was in bed 18 out of 24 hours a day. She was lethargic. She had food would take over her body, basically. It would cause her joints to ache and rush to the bathroom. We had similar symptoms, but different, right? Mm-hmm. Different diagnoses. She was given a video to watch on Facebook. And she was like, Ash, this would help you. Like, you need to try this. And I'm like, honey, I've tried it all. I've tried it all. I've spent thousands of dollars trying to heal myself. I'm done. Like, this is the way that God wanted me to be, I guess, because there's no answers out there. You pay somebody and you don't even get answers. And for some reason, I watched this like 42-minute video. I don't know why, because I would never just sit on Facebook and watch a 42-minute video. But this young gal, she was 14 at the time, and she was dying of Crohn's disease. Her bowels ruptured, and she was septic, and she was on life support, and she had been for quite a while. And, you know, her mom did this, like, massive prayer call, and a ton of people showed up. And this one lady just overnighted her a bottle of transfer factor. Like, she called it immune molecule, right? And, you know, of course, the story's good,
yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah.
But the... you know, me watching it, I just resonated with the Crohn's. Like, I felt like I was dying inside. I couldn't do anything. I couldn't go anywhere. I couldn't drive anywhere. I couldn't go swimming or do things that normal people could do, because I needed to know where the closest bathroom was, because I didn't know if I was going to throw it up or it come out the other way and, mm-hmm. you know, shit it out.
You're,
it was just like, oh, it was so bad. And I joke that I knew where every single bathroom was, and sometimes I couldn't even make it there.
Wow.
And it was just haunting me. And when I watched this video, I knew that this could maybe be the answer for my friend and I, who were sick for so long, who had tried every elimination diet, who had cut every food out of our... I mean, I was down to eating five foods, for God's sakes. Like, it was horrible. Passing out on the basketball court. The only thing that would subside my migraines was morphine.
Mm.
I knew there was another way. And she made me essentially order it from her. And I'm like, sure, I'll support you. Sure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it sat on my counter for months. And one day my mom came over and she's like, Ash, what is this? And I said, it's transfer factor. You know, a friend of mine shared it with me, and but I don't want to take it. She's like, why not? And mm-hmm. I'm like, because it's not going to work. Nothing works. And she said, well, then give it to me. I'm going to give it to aunt who has type 2 diabetes. I'm going to give it to my grandpa who's suffering from leukemia. I'm going to, and I'm like, no, I'm going to take it. Like, you're not going to benefit. I'm going to benefit, right? And so I started taking it. And 3 days later, my restless legs went away. And by week 2, I had no migraines, like not one. And then by day 27, I was implementing foods back into my diet that I hadn't eaten in years. And today, obviously, a big gap in between there. But today, before moving to Idaho 3.5 years ago, I had a colonoscopy. And my colonoscopy, I'm free of Crohn's disease.
Wow.
Like, no evidence of disease. Coming out of anesthesia and looking at the doctor's face, he had no idea what to tell me. And I knew what to tell him.
Yeah.
Right? And so.
Oh, I have chills.
And I have no symptoms anymore. I can eat food again. It's life is different. And that's what I want for everybody else, right? Is to choose into healing, to choose into, to root cause healing. It's so different than putting a Band-Aid on symptoms. It's so different than taking medication. Not that that's bad, you guys, but it's different, right? It's the freeness of getting off of prescription drugs if you choose to.
Yeah.
It's the freeness of living again. I'm so thankful for it. And that's kind of to go back around in a very long way. The answer to your question is that everybody sees results eventually. Mm-hmm. And I like to when I take on my clients, I'm very upfront and honest, and I say you're going to see results in 2 hours, you guys. Or you can be the one that it could take up to 90 days. Mm-hmm. So if you can commit to me for 90 days, we will see change.
Yeah.
You know, and we do. We see change anywhere in between. Lives being changed. When my aunt got on her products, her insulin decreased by 3/4 of amount. My grandpa does not have leukemia symptoms anymore. Like, it's very, very effective, right?
Yeah.
And studies show that it could be up to 97% of effective against cancer and autoimmune. It's pretty amazing, amazing, amazing stuff. And I'm here. I love to just being able to educate people on those three things. And again, if they choose to do it, great. And if not, great. I do a lot of other things, but Transfer Factor is just my passion and my heart. And I believe, again, everyone should be on it.
I'm like, oh, great. We're ordering it after this. Like, I can't wait to see, you know. But you can feel your passion when you're here. You can listen to your passion. I mean, that you just have, you want the world to know this, you know, and this is a platform to be able to share your story. And your story is amazing because you've gone from hurt to healed. And that is really neat to be able to see your progress, your hard work, and your dedication to yourself.
Right.
And that's where, you know, I'm just like, you're telling me all these things and I'm like, how did she make it through? Like, you are a tough lady. Like, you are so tough inside to be like, no, I'm going to figure this out.
I didn't have a choice.
Yeah, you don't. Or, you know, or you could, like you said, you literally are dying inside. And nobody could see that.
Only the people that were close to me. Yeah, my poor husband.
Wow.
He was like, are you ever going to be better? Like, we'd be driving and, honey, well, stop. Like,
oh my gosh.
We need to stop now. He's like, right now. I'm like, no, like 2 seconds ago. Like, come on, you know? And I'm sure he's just like so thankful that I don't have those issues anymore.
Yeah. How long has it been that you haven't had those symptoms?
So 3.5 years. Yeah. Maybe almost 4 years now.
Okay.
Yeah. Completely like symptom free.
And you had that since college, or you've had it since like
early? So my onset illness of food sensitivities started my sophomore year of high school.
Wow.
Yep. And then over those 4 years, from sophomore year of high school to sophomore year of college, everything blew up. I mean, my body was in disarray. And, you know, we see autoimmune coming in threes. And that was my reality, not to like put that on people, but
right,
like that's just kind of the what we see.
Right.
And that's what happened to me. So mine started with food sensitivities. My gut was a mess. I broke out in eczema, and then I had the psoriasis in my scalp and behind my ears and such. And then I was diagnosed with Crohn's, and then I was diagnosed with ulcerative colitis, and there's my three, right? Mm-hmm. And so, so over a 4-year period is where it just drastically, my life changed. The people who knew me most, my husband and my family, you know, my sisters and my dad, my mom, that sort of thing, knew what a hot mess express I was. Like, it was a disaster. So to see now, just the difference is awesome. And then being able to see the difference in my family members, I started there because I wanted to see what their progress and results would be. And then venturing out to friends. And I called everybody. Like, this was something everybody needed to know about. Mm-hmm. And now I have a heart and a passion in partnering with the functional world, mm-hmm. chiropractors and functional med docs and naturopaths. They're on the same wavelength, I feel. And we can help heal people. They have different modalities that I don't have. And I have things that they don't have. And together, it's a dynamic duo. And I love being able to do that, too.
That's really neat to be able to hear, like you said, just your journey through it and being able to kind of lean on other people as well and help them through their process. I just kind of blanked on it. See, sometimes it happens.
I get it.
I'm just like mesmerized. I think I'm literally just like shook, and I'm like, holy cow. Like, this, I can't wait to get this message out because I had no idea. I have, you know, I'm even in the medical field, and I think that's what I was going to touch on. My brain went blank for a second, but you know, the traditional medicine, like Western medicine, definitely wants to just hand you medication. They just want to, you know, like you said, put the Band-Aid over the problem and not get to that root cause. And there has been many different functional medicine, you know, guest on this podcast talking about chiropractic, talking about, you know, hormones, talking about the functional medicine. And, you know, it takes a little bit more time, but it takes a little bit more awareness as well. But you have better results. You're seeing these things. You're actually healing from these things instead of just saying, nope, this is the way my life is, you know, meant for me, and I'm going to continue to live miserably. Like, you fought for your life.
Right.
And that is amazing to be able to see and show people. Like, first, you have to recognize that it's off. And most people do.
Right.
They're like, something's off, but I just don't know what it is.
Right.
Right. But it also takes that energy, even if you have none, to fight for your life, right, to fight for finding the answers, yeah, and doing something about it.
Right.
You know, you never gave up. You wanted to. You wanted to give up many times, right?
Right. Oh, yeah. I didn't think anything was going to do what this did for me. I mean, I believe when I got the three products in the mail, it cost me a whole $150. And by day 27, I was able to implement foods that I hadn't eaten in years.
That's
back
incredible.
Into my system. So, you know, money is relative, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, some people will say, oh, wow, it's expensive. And I'm like, three products, $150 could change your entire life like it did mine. Expensive? Absolutely not.
Right.
Like, you've got to be kidding me. Let me show you all the receipts of the acupuncturist I was doing, the chiropractic care, all amazing things. Still to this day, I do it. But $150. No, it wasn't expensive to me. Not at all, right?
Yeah.
And you're talking about, you know, the medical field and masking symptoms with pharma and such. You know, or like when I was taking medicine for my migraines, I was taking two different meds, and the symptoms and the side effects from those pharmaceuticals were what were hurting me more. And having to get blood draws every 6 months, or some people even 3 months. Like, I get clients that say, oh, you know, my next blood work is in 3 months. I'm like, honey, do you know why you're getting blood work? It's not to see where your levels are for your thyroid. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it could be, but they're making sure that your organs aren't failing, mm-hmm. is what they're doing, right? And so the cool thing also about transfer factor is we can use it in the medical field. So I love educating nurses and doctors and things on transfer factor, because in the medical field, it's a protein peptide molecule. And they typically understand what that is. And they're like, wow, why have I never heard of this before? And I say, why haven't you? I don't know. It was stopped It was no longer taught in medical school since the 70s. And it's in the physician's desk reference. It's in the PDR, which is the book that physicians can prescribe out of. And so we can use it in the medical field. We've used it to wake people up from comas before, like the woman that I was explaining a little bit ago when she was septic and in a coma. She actually woke up from a coma. She had 6 of her 7 main organs completely failed, and she woke up from a coma after her doctor had told her mom that she was dead to plan her affairs, and she did. And she just knew in her heart there was something that could save her child. So we can use this in the medical field, and to be able to educate doctors and nurses. Now, you know, I'll either get one side or the other. They'll be very open about it and be like, wow, this is amazing. Like, it's God-given. It comes from colostrum. It's so natural. It's nature's first food, for goodness sakes. Can't harm anybody. No side effects. Why not try it, right? And on the other hand, they're very one-tracked mind. Nope. I know my pharmaceuticals. This is what I prescribe. This is what's working for the client. We're going to keep going with that route. And I just say, it's not good or bad. It's just what it is. And as long as they get the information, they could chew on it and hopefully come back later. But that's kind of, you know, with the whole medical system thing, the other thing I wanted to share is that, you know, instead of throwing, even in the functional world, I see a lot of people throwing so many different herbs and botanicals at specific ailments. So, you know, a client comes to me and they have Hashimoto's. They obviously are low energy. Maybe they can't sleep and they have mood issues, or they're suffering from anxiety and depression. So like, let's just say 5 different things. And so what I notice a lot of times is they have, for those 5 different things, they'll have 10 to 12 supplements that they're taking, because it's per ailment. They have these different supplements. And the cool thing about the protocol that I'm a part of, I'm affiliated with a company. They're deemed the immune system company. And the cool thing that they have created with this 3-step process is that we can educate the immune system, we can modulate the immune system, and we can heal the gut. Let's see what the body can heal on its own, rather than you coming to me and saying, Ashley, I have this, this, that, and that. Okay, you're going to get that for that, this for that. You know what I mean? Can be awesome, can lessen the symptoms, can maybe support what's going on there, but root cause healing. Let's do those 3 steps. Let your body and your immune system come into play, and let's see what it can take care of first before throwing out other things, whether it's botanicals, herbs, or pharmaceuticals, to then attack that situation. And so I just look at it a little bit different, and I'm so thankful for the company that I'm affiliated with, because they're so smart, and the science behind the products are mind-blowing, literally mind-blowing. And you can research for hours and hours and days on transfer factor, because there's over like 3,000 studies done on transfer factor alone. So from allergies, seasonal, environmental, to blood pressure, to autoimmune and cancer. I mean, all in between, you know? And so it's pretty awesome what you can find and how people can heal when their immune system is given the right tools.
Right. And I mean, it is the, like, our gut, you know, is our intestines are the biggest, longest, like, organ in our body, all wrapped up. Like, do we not think that that isn't going to be a problem, right? If we have to take care of that organ, I mean, I guess besides our skin, but like, taking care of that can take care of everything else that follows it.
Right.
And if we can, you know, heal the gut, then everything else, all of those symptoms could actually go away too.
Right. And I take it one step further with healing the immune system, right? So it's just a synergistic blend of beautifulness is all it is. And, you know, I'll have a lot of people come to me and they'll say, you know, I don't need the gut healing. I am on an amazing probiotic. I'm like, but are you? Because if you were, you'd be feeling different.
Yeah.
Your gut should be healed. Your gut is considered your colon. And what happens is that people are taking pre or probiotics. And, you know, for example, like I learned this 6-7 years ago when I was researching for my son. I was taking a probiotic in the fridge. You know, I found it in the fridge section. It had to be cold, and it was $68. I thought it was like the best of the best. It had 200 billion live cultures. Like, it had to have been the best, right? Like, I saw ones with 50 billion, 5 billion, 100 billion. I picked the 200 billion, right? And, you know, now that's a big red flag to me. What happens is that you take a cold probiotic and you put it in a 98.6 mouth.
Mm-hmm.
So if it was meant to be cold and it didn't die off in your mouth, then it just doesn't make any sense. Well, you go a step further, and you know, the 200 billion live cultures is because they don't even know how much actually gets down into the colon. Because again, some's going to die when it hits your 98.6 degree mouth, your stomach acid, your intestinal tract, down into your colon. How much actually gets there? We don't know. And they don't know. That's why they put 200 live billion live cultures in it, because they're hoping at least 1 to 1.5 billion get there. And that's how much your body actually needs, like 1.2 billion live cultures to help heal the gut. And so these different red flags along the way have really helped me narrow in to actually finding a really, really good probiotic. And the other thing is that you need to have a prebiotic with your probiotic, because your prebiotic's the food for the probiotic. And not everybody can have a prebiotic. Those that suffer with SIBO and things of that nature, they can eventually, but out of the gate, it's just not always the best option. And so knowing the client and knowing what they're going through and dealing with, and how much of something to give them and what to recommend to them, because I'm not a doctor. I don't, you know, I don't prescribe things,
right.
And I am in the functional world. And so we are not here to cure or prevent or to treat anything, right? And I probably should have said that disclaimer in the beginning, that I do not treat, prevent, or cure anything, but I believe in the immune system, right? And so just, you know, knowing different things along the way has really opened my eyes to why things people do what they do and why different supplemental companies do what they do. And is it really what's on the label? And, you know, no hormones added. Okay. But there's hormones already naturally occurring in that. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, so it's different. It's interesting to say the least, you know, but just things to look out for and, you know, how I can help navigate different people.
Yeah. How can people be able to reach out to you if this interests them? They listen to this and are like, I want to learn more. I want to get, you know, in contact with this person.
Yeah.
How do they do that, Ashley?
Yeah. So I utilize Facebook and Instagram. I also am a part of a really big immune system group on Facebook. I was one of 28 who helped start that group.
Oh, wow.
And I was just in there to learn more. Like, I just wanted to learn more about this thing called the immune system and transfer factor. And so that group has now, over the last few years, grown to 25,000 people. And so I think that's really a testament to how the products work. It is a group full of testimonies. People like you and I who just wanted more information can go into that group, get more information, get questions answered, share their successes or experiences, good, bad, ugly. It's a very raw and real group. And I believe in that because I think that everyone needs to see all things, right? Yep. Not everyone who comes to me is going to see results in 3 days and amazing results, but we could have 20% of people actually experience a healing crisis, which is interesting. Maybe bloating or a little lethargy or some headaches, right? Nothing crazy. All things we can get through, but it's a part of their journey to getting to the other side of healing, right? Maybe someone's experiencing candida and their gut just feels gross when they first take it. And then they start pooping green leafy things. And they're like, what the heck is that? I'm like, well, I know. And that's awesome. You know, like, I think all the weird stuff's cool. But that group is a great way for me to introduce people to it, but also for people to do their own research. And just there's a search bar in there. You can search ailments, you can search different things. So being able to be a part of that group, it is private, so you will have to message me to get into there. But finding me on Facebook or Instagram, I do free consultations, and I'm worldwide. So I have clients in Illinois, in Arizona, in Hawaii, in Canada, all over. And so Zoom consultations, phone calls. I love to be able to speak, not necessarily like honing in on one specific thing, but on the immune system in general and the gut-brain connection via the vagus nerve. And all of that is amazing. It's amazing. And people need to know about it. And so I do speak on these sorts of things in chiropractic offices, functional med clinics. I host, we call them immune system education hours, or I do wellness things together. There's actually one coming up on the 31st of this month where different practitioners and doctors in the area are getting together to do little TED Talks about what we specialize in, right? And so things like that. In my home, depending on the clients that are needing it, I will bring together like a lunch and learn, or so many different ways to get information, you guys out there. And it does not have to be paid for. I mean, so many things, so many free things, good free things out there for a reason, for a cause, because we care. And yeah, that's a great way, you know, just finding me on Facebook or Instagram and then letting me support however you need support.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I appreciate your time and your passion and your just like fire of speaking this. Wrapping up, like, is there anything you want to, any last words that you want to give?
I don't think so.
You said
this
it
was
all.
Awesome. Yeah. I really enjoy it. Obviously, you can tell.
Yes.
But, you know, don't give up. Like, there's something out there, you guys, that is waiting for you. And I really feel like that's what this was for me. If I would have given up, who knows where I would have been today? I know I wouldn't have been able to share this knowledge with people. Mm-hmm. I know that I wouldn't have been healed. You know, and if you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, reach out, because we're willing to help.
Yeah.
You're not in this alone,
yeah.
Right? Illness does not have to be alone.
Mm-hmm.
You have people who do understand you. And I feel like that's where I can come in and be that for somebody. Lift them up when you're feeling down in the space of what's going on in your body, and just maybe giving you some words of encouragement or some ideas to help you go and learn more or research more, or where to research. Some
right.
people don't even know where that, you
yeah.
know? And so that's where I get to help, and I love it. I absolutely love what I do. Every single day, it doesn't feel like work. It feels like I get to just pour into people, love on people, and meet them where they're at. And you're not alone, you know?
Yeah.
And if you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, that's a perfect time to find me.
Yeah.
Reach out.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, listeners, all of her contact information will be in the show notes. So make sure that you reach out to her. I hope that this has just inspired somebody that is listening to be able to reach out to you, and maybe this could be their answer. So if you want to be like Ashley and really get your message out there to the world, please message me. Get onto the website. All of my contact information is also in the show notes. I would love to be able to help share your story. That's what I love, all of the sensitive subjects, all of the things. And yeah, I'm glad you're not shitting your pants anymore.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Thank you. I love it.
All right. Bye, guys. I hope you have a good day. Love ya. Thank you again for listening to another episode of Raw Thoughts Podcast. I'd appreciate it if you could follow, like, subscribe, and share with anybody that you think would be interested in this. You could also head over to my website at rawthoughtspodcast.com and see any other guests that have been on the episodes. You could also go over to Instagram and follow at rawthoughts.podcast. I would really appreciate it, and always send me a message if you're interested in being a guest or any feedback.